something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Educating the Human Spirit.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, let me hurry with that scripture. I said I want to show it to you. Romans chapter 7. Hope we can really get this quick. Dear Lord Jesus. Woohoo. Woohoo. Romans chapter 7, and I want to begin reading from verse number 14. Okay. For we know, the book of Romans does confuse a lot of people because they don't understand this weaving in and out that Paul does. It's an extraordinary book. In fact, in the book of Romans, he displays by the Spirit his exceptional poetic qualities. That's what that book is like. It's an amazing book. So, and because some people don't understand the fact that this man was not just a teacher, an apostle, was also a prophet of God. And when prophets speak, sometimes they join the past and the present and the future together and mix them up, and they might start from the future to the past. And if you're not acquainted with prophetic language and revelation, you get confused. That's what troubles some people about the book of Romans. Did you ever hear the message titled A Romance of Redemption? I shared a series of messages years ago, probably somewhere 96, 97, somewhere. I spent a long time on the book of Romans, an expose. And part of that message was a Romance of Redemption. Okay, let's go. For we know that the law is spiritual. How many people knew? And now he tells them as though they were all aware. But it's true. We know the law, the law. Think about this. This is talking about the law of Moses. He says the law is spiritual. That means even though carnal men got the law, it was actually addressed to the spirit. I can understand that because God is the father of spirits. He deals with spirits. No wonder they couldn't get it. No wonder the Bible says the law was actually perfect, but they couldn't do it. They couldn't follow it. And so what was the problem of the law? He says it was imperfect in the fact that it could not give life. It couldn't make men get the redemption. Why? What's he saying? He's saying the law couldn't stoop down to their level. It was too high. That's what the man is telling you. The law is spiritual. Now, I want you to understand the discussion is about this Jewish mind. So when you hear Paul saying, I recognize, he's dealing the Jewish me. You get it? Okay, you'll see why some of the Bible scholars, including translators, mess things up there and confuse those who were already confused. Okay. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. Obviously, this couldn't be the man that's born again. Paul's not trying to say that my sin has continued to haunt me. That's not what he's saying. Anyway, you'd know as we get along. But here's the point. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. Okay, Go to verse 1. Let's see what he's doing here. Know ye not, brethren? Read what is in parenthesis. Can you see who is he addressing? Those who knew the law in Rome. So he gives a lot of information about the law, the workings of the law. And he was clear. I'm not talking to everybody. I'm talking to those who know the law. Okay, back to 14. Verse 14. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sore under sin. 15. For that which I do. Okay, good. I want to go into, you know, this side of it. You almost have to read every verse 3 times to know what he's saying. You know, that which I do, I allow not, and that which I allow, I do not. You say, oh, did I miss it? Because that's not the way we speak. So let's read from the Living Bible. Let me see if I can make it fast with it. Lord, Lord, Lord. What song is that? Melody in your heart to the Lord. It's not for you. Living Bible. I'm reading from verse 14. The law is good then, and the trouble is not there but with me, because I am sold into slavery with sin as my owner. Obviously, this can't be the born again fellow, all right? No, it's me. I don't understand myself at all. For I really want to do what is right, but I can't. I do what I don't want to, what I hate. I know perfectly well that what I am doing is wrong, and my bad conscience proves that I agree with these laws I am breaking. But I can't help myself, because I'm no longer doing it. It is sin inside me that is stronger than I am, that makes me do these evil things. I know I am rotten through and through, so far as my old sinful nature is concerned. Mark the term, sinful nature. Mark the term, sinful nature. All right? Okay. He called it sinful nature. Now, go to the King James and let us see what verse 18 is talking about, what this man is calling sinful nature. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, he calls the flesh sinful nature. He calls the flesh my old sinful nature. Mark it, old sinful nature. He calls the flesh old sinful nature. I disagree. Can you see it? I said I disagree, but I want you to mark it, that he's calling the flesh the old sinful nature. Here he's going wrong. The flesh is not the old sinful nature. Okay. So he says, I know I am rotten through and through so far as my old sinful nature is concerned. No matter which way I turn, I can't make myself do right. I want to, but I can't. When I want to do good, I don't. And when I try not to do wrong, I do it anyway. Verse 20. Now, if I am doing what I don't want to, it is plain where the trouble is. Sin still has me in its evil grasp. Imagine a member of your church reading this without explanation, without understanding. He will say, now I understand why I'm always doing wrong things. He would think this is talking to him. He say, hey. He would say, this, many Christians are just pretending. They're just pretending. Everybody is like this, because this is what he's seeing. But let's read on. Verse 20 again. Now, if I am doing what I don't want to, it is plain where the trouble is. Sin still has me in its evil grasp. It seems to be a fact of life that when I want to do what is right, I inevitably do what is wrong. I love to do God's will. Verse 22. So far as my new nature is concerned, my new nature, mark that, my new nature. So let's go to verse 22 of King James, what he is calling my new nature. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. My new nature, again, TLB is wrong. Because it's the inward man. There's nothing, it doesn't say anything new. There's no new in the original. Why did they throw that in there? Because they misunderstood it. As many do misunderstand it today. Verse 23. But there is something else deep within me, in my lower nature. Mark the term, lower nature. We're seeing several things now. My old what? My old sinful nature. My new nature. Right? Was that what he called it? Okay. Now he comes to what? My lower nature. Okay. But there is something else deep within me, in my lower nature, that is at war with my mind and wins the fight and makes me a slave to the sin that is still within me. The sin that is still within me. In my mind, I want to be God's willing servant, but instead I find myself still enslaved to sin. So you see how it is? My new life tells me to do right. My new life tells me to do right. You see, I want you to understand the confusion in Christianity with many, many, many people. Imagine those who read this translation and get confused. You see where they get confused shortly. Because while reading this, it seems to fit with some of the experiences we have in our growing years. You know, I want to tell a lie, or I want to tell the truth. I don't know, I'm afraid, I'm bold, I don't know, my life is going like this and like this. I do something wrong, I don't, you know, things, this kind of confusion. So we think, this is my experience. The man knows what we are all going through. Is this true? Is this what he's saying? Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you. Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Radiowa, Christ Embassy Way, off Obai Radiowa, off Ekenwan Road. Worship with us on Sundays, first service 7 a.m., second service 10 a.m., Wednesdays 12 p.m. and 5:30 p.m., Thursdays 5:30 p.m., Fridays 5:30 p.m. Thank you for joining us today. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794 or participate in our online church at www.cebeningzone1.org on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Thank you, and God bless you.